Against all odds, you've managed to download or stream an episode of maybe the wackiest podcast in cyberspace, Conversations with My Dummy. And I'm your wacky host, Stephen Joseph Charney. Ha! Bet you didn't know I had a middle name. Now I have no more secrets with you. Lynn Hardy and Diane Sanabria are my guests, doing a great Mark Graham song called Zen Gospel. And later on, Harry and I sing a song I wrote, Oh, How I Miss New York City. Not the New York City of the present day. That's actually in pretty good shape. I'm talking about the old one we grew up with in the 70s.
I'm waiting for Harry, my dummy. You see, I'm a ventriloquist, and... Oh, here he is now. Yo, Harry, what's with the getup? You look like a demented Christmas tree or something.
Hey, Steve! I'm thinking not to make fun of me here. This is serious stuff I'm doing.
You're wearing a yellow hat with antlers sticking out of it and a long robe with Barbie doll heads glued all over, and you say this is serious stuff?
Yes! You're making fun of my religion.
This is part of a religion? What religion has the men wearing green polka dot high heel shoes?
The nut religion.
Come again?
You heard me, the nut religion. You gotta act like a nut in this religion. It's based on some very sound principles.
That explains the bronze baby shoes hanging around your neck.
Yes, does. See, Steve, our founder, the Supreme High Reverend Orange Marmalade Ice Snaggle, had a vision.
Look, stop walking around so much. Come over here and sit down and don't make so much racket. All that stuff hanging off of you and everything.
Right, Steve. As I was saying, he had a vision.
Do tell.
All right. The Supreme High Reverend Orange Marmalade Ice Snaggle was in church one day, and the type of church it was is irrelevant. And he noticed that if he was an outsider, only if he was an outsider, the people in this church would have looked like they were acting nuts. I mean, they were chanting strange prayers and strange languages, and they were dressed in strange clothes and performing strange rituals, and they were enjoying it. They were gaining some sort of spiritual understanding. Well, he started looking at other religions and realizing that to an outsider, they all looked like they were nuts, some nuttier than others. And they were all having spiritual experiences. So he thought, why don't I cut to the chase, right? Obviously, the nuttier the religion appears, the deeper the spiritual understanding. If we can act like nuts, let's go all the way with it. Take out the stopper, give people a run for their money. Great spiritual understanding and a knowledge of whatever you want to call that universal force will unfold. He decided to call it the nut religion.
And God, or whatever you want to call this ultimate force, is going to go for this.
Are you kidding? Take a look around you, Steve. This thing we're praying to is the nuttiest one of all. The whole universe is obviously one big joke, and the lab's on us. The nut religion is just exposing the true meaning of the universe for what it is. Nuttiness!
And you are now a convert.
I think I was always a member, Steve. This religion was made for me.
That statement is true on several levels. It was written for you. Have you gotten any flack from anyone about this?
Sure. People look at us and think we're a bunch of nuts. They tell us to stop acting like that. You're being silly, they say. You know something? They're right. I mean, look at this. This is our prayer book, Steve. Let me show you the prayer book.
Let me see. Can I just turn to any page here?
Any page there, Steve. Look at the prayer book. Read one of the prayers.
Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. And if he hollers, let me go. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. You are a nut.
Thank you, Steve.
Let me read another one here. Lord, give us this day our daily bread. Could you put some peanut butter and bananas on it? Harry, I hope by wearing your robe with Barbie doll heads glued to it and these other paraphernalia and these silly prayers, you don't mean to make fun of religion in general, do you?
Just the opposite, Steve. We love all religions, and the nuttier they are, the better. This is what our Supreme High Reverend Orange Marmalade Ice Snoggle teaches us. Ours just strives to be the nuttiest. But I have to start preparing for my afternoon ritual, Steve.
All right, don't knock the microphone. Some of that stuff you're taking out is pretty big.
Right, Steve, right.
So you guys ready?
Yeah.
You all set?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we're ready. We're moving here. Lynn Hardy and Diane...
Sanabria.
Yes, Sanabria.
Very nice.
Yes. Diane is a banjo player. We're real excited.
Well, me and my banjo are tickled to be here, Steve.
Oh, well, thank you. And I hope you tickle your banjo for us. Lynn Hardy has been a guest on the program before, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
And always have some wonderful songs. It's always nice. But where do you usually play? Where's your stomping grounds?
Mostly in the Northeast quadrant.
Do a lot of traveling? Always get
sporadic.
Home.
Yeah. Sporadic, because we have real jobs.
You do have day jobs.
Yes. Mm.
Yeah, that's probably smart.
Yeah, I guess you couldn't call them real jobs. I think this is the real job.
This is the real job, mm-hmm. right.
The others are the ones
well
that
put.
Just
well
feed
put.
Us.
Well put. What song do you have for us today?
This song is called Zen Gospel Singing. I once was a Baptist, and on each Sunday morn, we'd be in church praying, as sure as you're born. We'd sing out like angels in that good harmony. But sin and salvation are no longer for me, 'cause now I'm a Buddhist. I chant my mantra each day, but I miss that hymn singing in that good gospel way. We sing to old Buddha,
Buddha, Buddha,
and the wonders of Zen.
Zen, Zen.
We'll meet in Nirvana. Yes, we'll be there then. Well, my old friends don't like me. They call me a red, and they all talk about me as if I was dead. My good old Zen buddies,
buddies, buddies,
they think I'm okay, but I can't get them singing more than one note a day. Four square harmony. We sing to old Buddha,
Buddha, Buddha,
and the heavenly home. It's Zen gospel singing. Just om, om, sweet om.
Wonderful. That is such a fun song.
That's a Mark Graham song.
Oh, Mark Graham wrote that?
Yep.
Yeah. It sounds like a Mark Graham song.
Well, thanks so much for having us.
Yeah.
I'd love to come back again sometime.
Well, you're invited, and I expect you will. I hope so.
We'll be back soon.
Good. Harry's joined the nut religion. Oh, man. Started by the Supreme High Reverend Orange Marmalade Ice Noggle, who teaches that the nuttier people act, the more spiritual an experience they'll have. You can see this in many religions. You know, we often look at them and say, boy, are they nuts? But those are the ones that experience tremendous bliss and eternal peace. So Harry's become a member of the order.
Actually, the disorder, Steve. But I'm ready to perform my afternoon ritual. I have all the sacred objects. Let's see, my kazoo. My ratchet. Telephone bell. My whatever this is called. And other assorted holy objects laid out on a table of marshmallows, jello, and holy Kool-Aid. Before I actually begin the prayers, I need to make three twirly-whirlies to a photograph of the High Supreme Reverend Marmalade Ice Noggle.
I noticed somebody painted a mustache on his photograph.
Yeah, some nut did that. Okay, now for the twirly-whirly! Here we go!
That is so nutty what you're doing.
You put your index finger in the middle of your head, you spin around while trying to act like a monkey. Here we go. See, that's how we show our respect to Ice Noggle.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Now hand me the prayer book.
Here you are.
Okay. Ready for the afternoon prayer. Here we go. Oh, Supreme Reverend Orange Marmalade Ice Noggle, you who answer your phone with this sound, we ask for your pardon and beg you to tickle us with your most excellent tickle stick, so that we may aspire to your level of nuttiness and thereby understand the true nature of the universe. Kazoo, 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 where's the kazoo? Where's the kazoo?
Right here.
Thanks, I haven't been doing this ritual that long. Still fumble a little. Kazoo! Okay, that ends the first part of the prayer.
Man, are you a nut?
Thank you, Steve. Now I play the tape of our choir. And I continue from the book. We who have been guilty of acting rationally and normally, and thereby delaying our spiritual progress, ask you now to rectify our mistakes by sending down a shower of dolphin feathers to mix with the butter that I have spread all over my body. And make it clear to the universal force that I am indeed serious about being serious. Jingle bells. But seriously, I lost my place here. Oh, here we go. But seriously, I take this marshmallow, and by popping it in my mouth and then smearing this jello on my upper lip, I hope to ascend to nuttiness on the grand scale of the universal cosmic joke. Just like Jerry Lewis before me, I act like a nut. And now, I eat the marshmallow.
Can I have one?
Are you a member of the church?
No.
Then forget it. This is a sacred marshmallow. And while I'm eating it, I'll open my mouth and show it to you.
Ugh. Oh, man.
Time for another commercial.
This is going to be super quick, so you don't even have to fast forward. Patreon.com/Steve Charney. That's where you go if you want to support this show. $1 a month. That's it, man. You know, become a patron and feel special.
You know, New York City is a pretty cool place nowadays.
Sure is.
It's a lot cleaner than it used to be. There's less crime. People are walking around real happy. Well, I miss the New York City that I used to know. You know, the one that I grew up with. I sure do.
We miss all the grit.
We miss all the grime.
The homeless and helpless.
The hapless and slime.
We long for the creeps.
The cruel and the crime.
Oh, how we miss New York City.
Oh, how we miss New York City.
The shadows of buildings.
Where we want to roam.
Where the sun's never shone.
And no trees ever grown.
Where the chill and the dampness
seeps right to the bone.
Oh, how we miss New York City.
Oh, how we miss New York City.
We miss Central Park.
After dark.
We miss Times Square.
The crack addicts there.
We miss the long lines.
The muggers and slimes. Oh, how we miss New York City.
We think of the smell of the bums on the trains.
The smell of the garbage stuck in the drains.
There's the stink of the city after it rains. Oh, how we miss New York City.
Oh, how we miss New York City.
85 years of muck, mold, and mud.
Dust, dirt, and decay, sludge, slime, slush, and crud.
We remember the sidewalks with dried pools of blood. Oh, how we miss New York City.
Oh, how we miss New York City.
We miss Bedford Stuy.
We don't know why.
The Lower East Side,
where we used to reside.
A Queens laundromat
where we found a dead rat. Oh, how we miss New York City.
The wind down the street sweeps you right off your feet.
And as you get up, some oversized creep will grab at your handbag and tear down the street.
Oh, how we miss New York City.
Oh, how we miss New York City.
The mice and the lice and the flea-ridden cats.
A pigeon run over by 100 cabs.
The vermin, the germs, and the roaches and rats.
Oh, how we miss New York City. Oh, how we miss New York City.
We miss the bridge tolls.
We miss the potholes.
Madison Square.
The dog poop that's there.
East Side and West.
And all of the rest. Oh, how we miss New York City.
Oh, how we miss New York City.
Harry's become a member of the Nut Religion. Oh, man. Sacred order that believes the nuttier the religion is, the more effective it is in bringing understanding and peace to its practitioners. That's why he's wearing high-heel shoes with a robe that has Barbie doll heads glued to it and a yellow hat with antlers.
Yeah, you didn't tell him about the bow tie and bronze baby shoes.
Look, never mind. Listen, I have to say that so far, this religion is the nuttiest thing I've ever seen.
Well, thank you, Steve. That's such a nice thing for you to say. But is it as nutty as searching worldwide to kill someone who once wrote something unpleasant about your god?
That's pretty nutty.
There's a religion that does that, you know. Is it as nutty as cutting off all your hair except for a little ponytail in the back and hanging around airports?
That's pretty nutty.
There's a religion that does that, you know. Is it as nutty as giving up all your money to someone who already owns 100 Rolls Royces?
That's pretty nutty.
There's a religion that does that, you know. Is it as nutty as stockpiling an arsenal of weapons that you're using them in the name of love?
That's pretty nutty.
How about never being able to take off your hat? How about sticking ashes on your head on certain days of the year? How about reciting the same phrase over and over and over again and counting how many times you say the same phrase over and over and over and over again? How about praying to an elephant god?
All that's pretty nutty.
But only to an outsider, Steve. There are good reasons for all those things. Just as there are good reasons for what I'm doing.
And what are you doing?
Acting like a nut! Now, listen, Steve. The Supreme Reverend Orange Marmalade Ice Noggle is coming here to give me religious instructions, and I'd appreciate it if you'd be on your best behavior.
In other words, you don't want me to act like a nut.
Leave that to the followers, please, and don't laugh at his nutty getup. He'll probably be wearing his pink slicker with the orange flippers, and his bald head will have ping pong balls glued to it. Please don't say anything about them. They have sacred meaning.
Right.
Ah, here he is now. Come in! Oh, Supreme Reverend Orange Marmalade Ice Noggle, how nice to see you!
And it is nice to see your insignificant pipsqueak. Do your twirly-whirlies.
Yes, Supreme Reverend. I twirly-whirly to you.
What are those ping-pong balls doing sticking to your head?
Who is this guy?
That's Steve. He runs the show.
Is he a nut?
No, I'm not a nut.
Do you want to be?
No.
Then stay over there and be quiet. We have important religious studies to attend to. Now, puny goofball, I see you've been doing your afternoon rituals. Do you have other religious articles?
I've been doing them religiously, Supreme Reverend Ice Noggle. Would you like a marshmallow?
I've already eaten 5 this afternoon, performing my own ritual. But I want to ask you a few questions. We'll see if you've been studying the sacred text. Let's see, Chapter 10, verse 16. When at a stoplight, what is the proper procedure for red?
When a pedestrian at a red light... Go like this until it changes.
And when the light turns green?
Drop to the ground and bark like a dog.
Excellent. What is the answer to the question? Who was the first president of the United States?
Bugs Bunny.
And what's the capital of this great nation of ours?
Tuna fish on rye with a dab of mayo.
You've been doing your studies, oh puny nudnik, and I'm proud of you. What's a nut's favorite ice cream topping?
Ketchup.
And how much is 2 plus 2?
138 and 3/4.
You know, both of you are nuts.
Thank you very much. And now together, let's sing Psalm 48 in our prayer book. Do you have your place, Hattie?
Yes, I am. I'm ready. I'm ready, Reverend Supreme Reverend Ice Noggle.
We are nuts, we are nuts, we are nuts, nuts, nuts. I will soon reach heaven, even though I'm a klutz.
We cover our face with whipped cream and schmutz. We are nuts, we are nuts, we are nuts, nuts, nuts.
Oh, man.
Well, believe it or not, our next podcast continues with this nutty theme. Pretty much everything on Conversations with My Dummy is done by me, Steve Charney. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, TuneIn.com, Google Play, and there's a lot of episodes on my YouTube channel. And, of course, on Patreon.com/Steve Charney, where you can become a patron of the show for $1 a month. My website, SteveCharney.com. Contact me through there. That has info about my stage shows, all the stuff I have for sale, which includes books and CDs, my bio. Oh, my goodness, it goes on and on. And on Facebook, search for Steve and Harry, Conversations with My Dummy, and also on Twitter. If you like this podcast, spread the word around, man. Spread the word all around. All right, Harry.
Yeah?
What's yellow and goes click-click?
A ballpoint banana?